Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 9 o'clock in the evening, London time, on Monday the 22nd of July. Desperate times in the financial markets on Tuesday. Almost nothing is happening. Things are so quiet, even ECB President Lagarde and former US Treasury Secretary Summers are not speaking. At least, are not scheduled to be speaking. This is always a dangerous situation. Markets, like nature, abhor a vacuum, and in the absence of proper economics, there is a grave risk that investors start listening to politicians. Small things can add volatility in these circumstances. For the political risk, the US situation dominates headlines, but not markets' attention. There really is nothing for markets to price off of at the moment. US Vice President Harris seems to be collecting endorsements. One might cynically suggest that the timing of the endorsements is carefully staggered so as to keep the media attention on Harris. But of course, it would be unworthy of an economist to even hint at cynicism about the US political process. For all the confidence in pundits' assertions on television, markets will require a lot more real information to actually react. We may not have Lagarde from the ECB, but we do have ECB Chief Economist Lane, and this might actually matter a bit. There is an assumption of a steady process of rate cuts coming in the euro area, and that certainly should be what we get. It would be nice to have some heavy hints dropped to that effect by the Chief Economist, especially as they would come with the added gravitas and weight that any Chief Economist's lightest utterance naturally produces. From the States, there is the Service Sector Philly Fed Business Confidence Poll. Precisely two economists contribute a forecast to the Bloomberg consensus for this measure, which pretty much says everything you need to know about its market-moving status. We also get the Consumer Confidence Poll from the Conference Board, but given the extreme degree of US political polarization that exists at the moment, it is very, very difficult to get worked up about this particular data. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.